wonderful week so far. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you would like to join in our conversation today, please do, 437-1620. You can text or call. I have the lovely Lauren Smith and Taylor Dawson with me this morning with Great Southern Restaurants. Thank you so much for joining me. Hello. Sorry, now they can hear you. Thank you for joining me this
morning. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, hey. Just magically the mics came on. I hope y'all had a great weekend. Did y'all make it to the Crawfish Festival last weekend?
I did not. But we work, our office is above the fish house, so we see it.
We have a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
It was popping.
So you have a lot going on.
Don't we always?
Yes, absolutely.
We're just over here trying to get our lives together. Should we go in order? Let's go in order. Let's start with May, Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day, and this is your heads up. If you haven't made your reservation for Mom, please do so, guys. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. We say this every time. If you needed a sign, this is your sign. Mother's Day is approaching. You can make reservations over at Angelina's and Jackson's. I think we still have a few available.
We do. We still have just a few available for everybody who has waited last minute. This is your sign.
Guys, please, come on. Mm-hmm. What did I say last month? Be the hero of your family.
Be the hero.
It means a lot to Mom, okay? And moms deserve it more than anybody. So we have a few left, I believe, at Angelina's and Jackson's over at the Fish House and Five Sisters. We are walk-ins only, but pro tips from your favorite former hostesses, you can always call both restaurants to see what kind of wait time they're running. And you can call it anytime. So over at the Fish House, we will be open for lunch and dinner. And if you didn't know, it is Sunday, May 14th, so mark your calendars, people. We'll be open for brunch and dinner, and we'll have some specials for both created by Chef Jason Hughes. Starting with our brunch feature, we have salmon bagel Benedict with hardwood smoked salmon, goat cheese mousse, roasted tomato, and toasted Emerald Coast Bread Company everything bagel, avocado béarnaise, and crispy capers with arugula salad. And our dinner feature is going to be Parmesan-crusted Gulf Red Snapper Filet over bucatini pasta, roasted local summer squash, spinach, fresh basil tossed in lemon ricotta cream with charred tomato, roasted garlic breadcrumbs, and gremolata. Like we said, we are walk-ins only over at the Fish House, but you can call it anytime to see what that wait time is running, 850-470-0003. And then over at Jackson's, we'll be opened for brunch and dinner. Brunch hours are going to be from 11 to 2 with dinner service starting at 5 p.m. We'll be serving from our special brunch menu and dinner menu as well. Oh my gosh, y'all, I cannot talk today. We were talking about how we haven't had coffee today, and you know what? Maybe I should.
Usually that's me on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
I just can't get the words out.
Y'all, I'm short-circuiting over here.
It's okay. You're doing a good job, because I was just thinking I could not say all that. It would not work.
It's just you're doing great.
It's
a bunch of tongue twisters at 9 a.m. But you know what? Challenge myself over here. just a little brain teasers for in the morning. Okay, so for brunch, our specials at Jackson's are going to be salmon cakes topped with soft poached eggs, roasted rainbow potatoes, and grilled jumbo asparagus. And then our dinner feature is going to be red snapper fillets, ginger roasted cucumbers, coconut and mint jasmine rice, black garlic honey 196 with red chili sauce, green curry aioli, and soy reduction. And they are reservations only at Jackson's to make yours. If they do have any available, which I think they have a few, give them a call, 850-469-9898.
Over at Five Sisters, we will be open for our Sunday jazz brunch service from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are walk-ins only, but you can give the restaurant a call anytime to see what the wait is. That phone number is 850-912-4856. We'll be featuring our standard brunch menu, which everybody's favorites, chicken and waffles. We've got some Benedicts, and you can't forget the Bloody Mary with the chicken wing on the side. Moms love those. Bring them. And in addition to our brunch menu, Chef John Huggins has a couple different features throughout the day. The appetizer feature is pickled shrimp over chilled succotash with lemon vinaigrette. The entree is bourbon glazed salmon over C&D mill grits, sweet and spicy roasted Brussels sprouts, and for dessert, Tammy's favorite. Mm-hmm. She will be thinking about this the entire show.
I'm like,
peach
is it
butter cake?
Peach butter cake. Which I was waiting for you to say that.
Does sound good right now.
Yeah.
Can we get a sample?
I need, please give me coffee
Ooh,
first.
I was going to say coffee with that would be so amazing right now.
Yes. So, again, it is walk-ins only.
We're making ourselves so hungry right now.
It's about to get worse. I know. We don't apologize.
I know. I love it.
Next up, we've got Angelina's. They will be open for Sunday brunch. It is going to be seatings. There's seatings at 11, 1, and 3. They do have a couple reservations left. You can check out Open Table to see what's open, as well as give them a call, 850-542-8398. There is a prefix menu available. It is $65 per person. And a couple of the items on the menu, your first courses, you've got house-made granola and yogurt with Chianti poached fruit and fresh berries, plate of local and Italian cheeses, golf crab and avocado bruschetta, pork belly and oysters fried local, crispy pork belly, arugula, and farm egg dressing. For your entree courses, smoked salmon pizza, mascarpone, cucumber capers with dill. You also have an egg yolk ravioli, ricotta, and spinach filling, bacon, chive with creme fraiche, which everybody that listens to the show knows that Taylor and I love ravioli. Mm. Yum. Mm.
What do you like in your ravioli?
Anything.
Oh, just anything.
Ravioli is so good. But if you haven't been to Angelina's, we have Doppio. It's the ravioli that has short rib on one side and truffle cream with a little like cheese sauce on the other side. And
Lauren likes to call them meat pillows.
Jenna likes to call them meat pillows.
Oh, Jenna.
Can we order that? Can I have your meat pillows? Would they know what we're talking about?
Honestly,
think
so.
The Lauren special meat pillows. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get that for you.
Or they'll be like,
probably
what?
Probably would. But any ravioli Angelina served, it's all house-made. It's handmade in-house daily. It's fresh. It's so good.
Best pasta.
You can tell the difference. I will keep going with this menu. We've also got a shakshuka, poached eggs baked with spicy tomato sauce, feta, and basil. For dessert, we've got a dessert platter for the table. And like I said, they do have a couple reservations left, but you can check out Open Table or give them a call, 850-542-8398, and they'd be happy to help you out.
Nice.
And when all else fails, Five Sisters and Fish House are walk-ins only.
Perfect.
So, yes. And we know it's a ton of information, so please visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com. We've got a cute little pop-up that comes out from the right-hand side. Mother's Day at Great Southern is listed, and you can see everyone's menus, who takes reservations and who doesn't, with phone numbers. Right
I
there.
Did. I saw that. That was perfect. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Lauren Smith and Taylor Dawson, Great Southern Restaurants. You can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com for more information. And listen, as Taylor said, don't wait for the mom to, you know, don't ask mom, where do you want to eat?
Exactly.
Just make your reservation.
Yeah.
Just
it's
take
the
her.
Effort. That's
the
what
effort.
Matters.
It's all that counts. She will enjoy it no matter where it is. Just say, hey, I have a reservation.
That's right.
Get dressed. I'm taking you. So.
And if your mom doesn't want to go out and you just want to get her a gift, give her the gift of a Great Southern gift card.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Any of the restaurants. It works at all of them.
Yeah.
Five Sisters, Angelina's, Jackson's, Fish House.
I always enjoyed, like, here is the gift card. We're going on a date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pick a day.
Yeah.
You
that
know,
way,
or.
Like if your mom just wants to hang out and do nothing all day, and that's what I like. I want to be alone for a couple hours on Mother's Day. You know? It's just, I have four kids.
Just leave your mom alone.
Just give me 2 hours, and then I will be with you for the whole day.
I was watching something on Facebook. They were walking down the block asking moms what they want, and they're like, peace and quiet.
Exactly.
I just need time by myself. Like, literally, it was nothing you can purchase. Just leave me alone for, like, 2 hours, and I'll be fine. So,
and
I get that. I mean, there's no judgment zone, for real, though, because I have three kids, and there have been times I'm like, can I just, you know, go to the bathroom by myself?
Exactly.
Just please for 5 seconds. So
and you love them all.
Don't have any mom guilt either doing that, because we all need a break. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Get your girlfriends. Go to brunch.
Yes.
At these lovely places. And if you didn't hear what is being served, like she said, you can go over to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. It'll pull up right when you come up to the page. It pulls up on the right all the information that you need. Also, you can head on over to News Radio 92.3 after the show, and I will post this podcast if you want to hear it again as well. So Cinco de Mayo is sold out, Taylor.
Yes.
Man.
Our Atlas Beverage class is tomorrow. It's always the first Thursday of the month, and we are sold out for both times, which is obviously a great thing.
Yeah, no, it's great.
It's a great thing, but like I've said, every month, they are starting to fill up since, I want to say this semester, which we split the classes up into semesters.
Okay.
Sticking with the school class theme, January through June, we skip July for 4th of July, and then we start back August through December. So, like I said, unfortunately, tomorrow's class is full, but we do still have some availability for June. When I say availability, it's not a lot. So if you need to make a reservation, I would highly recommend you go ahead and do it. To do that, you'll reach out to me, taylor@goodgrits.com, or you can call me, text me, 850-287-0200. It's going to be June 1st, and we are featuring Urban South Brewery, which is based out of New Orleans. I'll go over that menu really quick. For the first course, we're featuring their Paradise Park American Lager, and that's going to be paired with Watermelon Caprese, featuring Balsamic Reduction, Burrata, Basil, Shoreline Olive Oil, and Parmesan Crisp. Second course, we're featuring Paradise Park Low-Cal IPA paired with panko crusted fried green tomatoes, lump crab salad, fresh mozzarella, five pepper jelly, and balsamic greens. Third course, we are featuring their lime cucumber goose. That's going to be paired with summer rolls featuring jumbo Gulf shrimp, house kimchi, mango, cucumber, carrot, basil, glass noodles, peanut sauce, and oh my gosh, I'm doing it again. I was like, I was doing so good.
You are doing good. No, you're
Taylor,
doing great.
Taylor, slow down. Or speed up. I don't know what it is. Soy, ginger glaze, and scallion. Oh, and for dessert, last course, we are featuring the Who Dat Golden Ale paired with mango sticky rice, chai ice cream, and sesame crunchies.
Yum.
All right, she's awake.
I still want some peach butter cake with coffee right now, so I'm still on that, actually.
We'll have to bring you some.
Yeah, we'll save you a slice.
Oh, that would be so nice. A Monday morning with some peach butter cake and coffee.
Yum.
Don't forget, I will never forget the coffee again.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget the coffee again. Oh, my gosh.
I can't function without coffee.
You know, me either.
In the mornings.
Clearly.
I can't.
Normally I can't, but I just did not have time this morning.
With four kids, I don't know how you have time to brush your teeth, honestly.
I don't. Together. How old
are your kids?
I have twins. They are 7. Oh, and then I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And then she has me, a 30-year-old.
Taylor was my first.
Taylor was your first child?
It's
that's awesome.
Should
so
I get
fun.
You a Great Southern gift card for Mother's Day?
You better not.
You better not.
I'll find something else.
I'll take her gift card.
I'll give you the peace and quiet. I'll just leave you alone.
Oh, that's a good idea. Aww,
thank you.
Look, she's excited about it. That's not good.
Hey, listen, I get it.
As me and Malcolm say every time he's on the air, I digress.
Yeah.
We always get off topic. I digress. So our friend said you're killing me here.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
No, it's exclamation point. I think they're excited about it. It's okay.
Sorry, not sorry. But so for beverage class, that is $25 per person. We have two times, one at 5 and one at 7. To make your reservations, give me a shout, taylor@goodgrits.com or 850-287-0200. So like I said, that is the last class of the semester. And then we jump into fall, and that's August through December. And I do have that. I'll go over the themes for each month. So if you do want to make a reservation, like I said, they are filling up so, so fast, you guys. And we even upped. We used to cap them at 50. Now we've been capping them at 60.
Oh, wow.
And they're still filling up. So make your reservation if you want to do that. August 3rd will be our class for August. We're featuring Ghost Train Brewery, which is based out of Birmingham, Alabama. For September, that's going to fall on the 7th. We are featuring Ford's Gem and Gen Mar, which is going to be a gin focus class. October 5th, we are featuring Doc's Hop Shop. They are based out of Pensacola. November 2nd, we're featuring Cutwater Spirits Canned Cocktails. And then December 7th, we're featuring Perfect Plain Brewery based out of Pensacola. So if you are interested, don't procrastinate.
Right. Don't hesitate. Writing all these down.
And it's all on the website. We don't have the menus quite yet. Those are still in the works. But if any of those sound like something you would like to attend.
And the phone number is 287-0200. It can be Lauren or Taylor at goodgrits.com, right? Or just to you?
Me.
Okay, just
yeah.
And can they find this information on the website as well?
All of it.
Okay.
Everything we talk about is going to be found on greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Perfect. Yes. Well, like we said, again, don't procrastinate. We're telling you this. So if the mom's mad, it's all your fault.
Yeah. Don't put this on us.
We've been telling you for a couple of weeks now. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm here with Taylor and Lauren with Great Southern Restaurants. We're talking all things Mother's Day, all the wonderful food they have to offer at Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's. I'm missing one.
Five sisters.
There you go.
Peach butter cake, Tammy.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
How can you forget?
How did that slip my mind? I don't know. If you need more information, go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com or you can join in the conversation. It's a very interesting conversation, 437-1620. You're welcome to make any comments or questions that you would like.
Please.
Oh, we're a little deliriously tired over here, and Taylor hadn't had her coffee, so.
No. And I'm usually a 2 cups in the morning.
Are you?
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So yep. that's if you're
and
wondering.
And you have zero this morning?
Yes. Yeah, so if you're wondering what my problem is today,
she's
it's that.
Struggling.
Okay.
What is your favorite coffee shop in town? Like, if you left here today, where would you go?
I feel like everyone's going to hate my answer.
No, no judgment zone.
No, you're going to hate
it. We're like Planet Fitness over here. We don't care.
Okay, no judgment.
No judgment.
I'm a Starbucks girl.
Are you?
I'm sorry, yes.
we slightly judged her.
I know. Starbucks.
I was like, oh, are you sure?
Just Polonza is my favorite
coffee
in town.
We also frequent the Bodacious Brew-Through because it's right by work and it is so good.
Look at all these fancy restaurants downtown.
We're very lucky, too.
Yes.
And Makers is great. The new one that opened up right down the street from us on Palafox. Fosco's great.
Good.
Yeah.
Which one did you say?
I love Polonza. It's a little restaurant.
Yeah, where is
they
that?
They have great coffee. If you are driving down Palafox House, do you know where Episcopal Day School is? Mm-hmm. It's kind of adjacent to it across the street where the light is. Uh-huh. So if you just walk across the street, they've got a little parking right there. But you can walk in and get coffee to go. It's so good.
Oh, nice.
Try the East Hill Honey Latte.
Mm. Her go-to.
Oh, nice. She have it every day,
it's
Taylor?
A honey latte.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what I like to go is the Craft Bakery and get purple Earl tea.
Ooh, that sounds like something
so
I would drink.
Good. Yes. Mm. I was over there one day with a friend and they're like had it on the special. And I was like, oh, that's so good. I like the Coffee Guy. I like Drowsy Poet's good. They have good stuff
I do
too.
Have
so we are really blessed to have like
we
so
are.
Many good
and here's the thing too, like I don't discriminate. It's honestly whatever is the closest to me
or whoever's going there.
True. It's usually Lauren.
I fly you you by type of situation?
Oh yeah.
That's always the best though. And I'm always the buying and I'm like as long as you go, I will buy you some.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we work in an office with how many girls?
There are 5 of us. And
It's kind of like nailed. You got it this time, I got it next time. There's always one of us that's going.
Yes.
Yes. I have been there in my last office. We had a lot of girls and I was like, who wants coffee? Mm-hmm. I'm going to order it.
That and lunch.
Yep. It's the best.
That's so fun.
It is the best.
We probably should get back to food.
Yes. What is next?
How about beer?
Okay. Sounds good. Talk beer.
Our 9th annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival is coming up. Tickets are on sale now. Join us at the Fish House for our 9th annual Craft Beer Fest on Saturday, June 17th from 3 to 6. We will be featuring over 50 different beers with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. A little blurb from our beverage manager, Dean Clark. This event is designed to allow the public to taste a large variety of handcrafted beers with an opportunity to sample a number of styles to determine preferences. Beers from microbreweries, craft, and specialty bottled beers will be available for tasting. We love putting on this event because it benefits an amazing cause and being able to showcase and support not only local breweries, but the beverage community as a whole is always very important to us. So like I said, we're going to offer a number of local and regional breweries, some of those being Gulf Coast Brewery, Pensacola Bay Brewery, Props, Victory Brewing, Perfect Plain, Grayton Beer Company, Wicked Weed, Swamp Head, so many more. But then we're also, we're going to have spirit tables featuring a number of small production vodkas, rums, and bourbons. If you don't like beer, like myself.
You don't like beer at all?
No.
I went through phases.
I tried.
Excuse me. I went through phases of beer.
Okay.
Like I went from like,
what does that mean?
A Yingling Dark.
Yeah. Okay.
To a Corona Light with lime,
oh,
to
wow.
a Miller Light, so and now I only
to
drink
like
wine.
A Guinness.
I love wine. I feel like if I do have a beer, it's always Blue Moon. It's always something
really?
Light or blonde.
Okay,
yeah,
something like something refreshing.
It's not for me, but
no, that's okay.
It's not, and I've tried it. Not for me, but
which for another gift idea for Mom, you could always get her a Beer Fest ticket. If your mom likes beer, or if she doesn't like beer, just
or. For Father's Day, because it is the day before Father's Day.
That is true as well. But either parent, if you want to give your mom mm-hmm. a gift of something to look forward to, or your dad for you guys to do for Father's Day before Father's Day, it's always a great idea.
It sounds like a good Father's Day present.
For sure.
I mean, I don't want to stereotype,
like, hey,
but most
like
men drink beer.
Moms like beer, too.
No, I agree. Completely. I
but
do.
It's always been a staple Father's Day gift because it always falls on the Saturday before Father's Day.
Okay. Yes. Tell me what date that is again.
It's going to be June 17th.
17th.
It's from 3 to 6. Tickets are on sale now. They are $25 plus tax. That price will go up June 1st to $35. So if you're planning on getting it, guys, the theme, don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. If you're going to get them now because that price is going to go up $10 June 1st.
And I have to say, as a parent and a mother and all things, that I like event tickets for mm-hmm. like anything that you can go do for the day is so much more fun to me than it is a mm-hmm. gift. Like
yeah.
you get to go do this on Saturday. It's for a few hours. We're gonna yeah. go try different beers.
You're
like
making a memory.
Me, yeah, it's yeah. so much more fun to
make
me
a day
than
of it.
Some flowers or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is fun just to give someone an experience.
Flowers
sure.
are also, you know what? See, flowers are not thoughtful, guys. Come on, it's your mom.
Do they die?
It's
why?
Your mom. Do better. It's your mom.
Go, you know, honestly.
Coming from Taylor,
like,
who is not a mom,
yeah.
so she's not wrong.
She's not.
Listen,
she's not
I'm
wrong.
Not a mom. I have no idea, but like.
You know the flowers that I want are from my daughter who goes in the little field and picks a little.
That is
you
different.
You know what I'm saying?
So
like that, I know, but that's all
that
I want.
That is different.
Like, I don't want the roses. Just go pick some wild
yeah.
flowers from my little, and I'll put them in a little vase, and that makes my day.
I know. I'm so not a mom, cute. But I've learned my lesson because, you know, if I show up. Mm-hmm. on Mother's Day with a bouquet of flowers for my mom, she's just gonna give me that look.
Is she?
Oh yeah. Do Where's better that do
thing?
Better
do better look,
look.
I gave birth to you, do
exactly.
better.
Exactly. Exactly. I know better.
And she says you have access to things too where you work.
Exactly.
So you better give me something other than flowers.
Exactly.
Where's my Angelina's gift card?
I don't want and you know what? I don't want flowers either for things.
No.
So you know what? The lesson of this episode, do better and don't procrastinate.
It's always
and
a
drink
blend.
Your coffee.
Drink your coffee before you have to start talking about food, okay? Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. Coming up, we have a Santa Rosa update. Don't miss out. We also have Running Wild Paul Epstein. He's always fun to have on the show. So coming up, we have a lot to talk about, so you don't want to miss out here on Pensacola Expert Panel.